you are taping this also.
Yes, you tell me when I should start the tape and I'll start.
You can start right away because I'll leap in pretty quick here.
Okay, just so you'll know, Noreen, Mrs. McAndrew is with me.
Okay, good morning or afternoon.
And also her daughter, Heather.
Heather, hi. All right. What you all have got to do, and it is very hard sometimes, is not try to come to any conclusions or solve it while we're working. So I would consider this a fact-gathering session. We get miles, we get as much information as we can, but I don't want you to start, oh yeah, I know that bridge, or oh yeah, I know that. Just listen, write down. When I need feedback, give me feedback. Just gather information, and then later, after it's all over, we can come to a conclusion of what we're seeing, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does to me.
Okay. I also like to use clocks, and I'll show you once I get into it. You're making my job very easy. I must thank you. Normally, to prove that I'm psychic to the police, I usually describe the victim. But you've given me pictures of her, so I appreciate that. I'll have to maybe do a little bit mentalness on her. Maybe I'll go into her mind a little bit, because I can see how she looks and just how she was before she left. The handwriting I'm going to be holding, I've got the pictures. I'm just bringing everything closer to me. Okay. And just say her name again, please. Which is the most recent or last picture of the profile?
Just one moment. I believe, Noreen, that the profile would be the most recent photograph.
Okay, I like to look in the eyes, and I can't in those, so I'm going to look in her other eyes. But let me just go into her personality just a little bit, how she was when she was living with you. Okay, I want to be Kimberly, and I want to see how Kimberly acts, how she, fussy about eating. I don't know, I just feel some fussiness about her eating. Also had her own special food. Maybe she liked to cook something or eat something no one else did, or like, I don't know what, hid food or whatever that is. I feel that. I want to be Kimberly. Let me just see how did I speak? How did, when I spoke? I didn't think I was a serious person. I don't feel a frivolous or foolish girl. I feel sensibility, I feel organization, I feel a planned individual, a lot of organization. Her room would be very neat. She would have very organized, neat habits, very punctual, very schedule-oriented. Would this be her to a greater extent? You just have to say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure I'm picking her up. Okay, is there anything else maybe the mother or sister would like to ask me before I go into showing you where I am? Is there anything more now that I have Kimberly here that I can ask of her for you? She's going to show us pretty soon where she is. Okay, but right now, is there anything they need before I continue?
They're just thinking, Noreen, so...
I know, I do this all the time, and I really am rather demanding. I'm so sorry. Okay, I want to go, while they're thinking, go to the last place, leaving work, and I'll leave work, and let me just sort of describe what I'm seeing around there. I feel a little more... on the flat, flat roofs or some unusual roof that looks, gives me a flat appearance. I feel some fence, strong fence, around it. I feel like I could go on the south side of the building and take my, leeway there. I'm gonna go out the south side of the building, or of the parking area. Her car is taking a short distance, but not all the way. I feel her car or a car. If she doesn't have a car, but I feel a car, but it's not taken all the way. Okay, I'm not really going into when she was taken. I'm just going to go into where she is now. I just want to see where she is now. I want to go south, maybe southeast, maybe the miles. Let me see if I can see miles. I want to be a speedometer or oometer. I want to be right in front of the office, and I'm going southeast. I don't know if it's 143 or I-43 or what, but I feel like a straight line. I don't know if it's I or 1. Then I feel very strongly the 4-3. And I feel like it seems to have a lot of color, very patriotic. So maybe it's I don't know what you call your city or a county, something official kind of looking. Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm going to be where she is now. Okay, I'm going to be where she is now and go backwards just for a moment. And then we can go in and fill in all the spaces, but I'm just going to give it to you real quick, and then we can go back to each area and sort of enlarge it or get more deep, flush it out more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want you all to have too many preconceived ideas. That's all. I just want everything just to be thrown in the corner and just thinking of more questions. All right, I lost my space here. Okay, what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing the clock. I'm seeing a center, which I want to put Kimberly. I would put where I left work. It's either at 5:30. Or just a little bit after. I don't know if it's just, some of the clocks are backwards, so it's either 5:30 or almost 6, or a little bit, just a little before 6 o'clock, but I don't know what side it's on. I really don't. It's either 5:30 or 7, 6:30. Okay, I'm going to be Kimberly, and I'm going to see. I want to hear my mother's voice. Detective, she wants to hear her mother.
Kimberly, I love you.
What are you doing to your hair? I don't know what you've done, but it's not the same when I was there. I don't know. It's different. And a foot or shoe? Something with your foot or your shoe. I don't understand what she's telling me. Okay. Does that relate to anything?
Yes.
Okay. Don't hesitate to say yes, because I really feel good when I know I've got Kimberly and I'm not in some Netherland.
Well, we won't hesitate to say yes.
I appreciate it. You don't have to give me any clues. Just know I'm on the right track, yeah. Okay, so now... Constable, if I could do anything for you, what would be the most help at this point for me to see?
Well, I've listed some questions. First of all, should I refer to you as Kimberly or Noreen?
You'll switch. There'll be times I will be Noreen. So if you really want Kimberly to see something, you have to say, now, Kimberly, we want you to tell us. Okay, because it'll be a mixture, and I'll probably have the bad guy in there too occasionally.
Okay, Kimberly, it's Saturday, August 12th, 1989. It's approximately 4:20 p.m.
Ah, okay.
You're getting off work now, Kimberly.
Yes.
What are your plans?
Well, I was going, it seems like it's either raining or it's wet or whatever it is. I feel wet around me. I don't know if I'm in water now or if it was raining then, but my plans, either it was just a little trip or a little getaway, I feel like it was planned. I feel it was only I didn't get to the other end. I had something planned. There was something specific to do. I don't get there. I get waylaid. Does he have a car? The car is the thing I want to go into.
Oh.
So it was his car. All right, his car. Then his car doesn't go all the way to where Kimberly is now. I mean, you can't take the car in that close. His car. Oh, well, we don't care about the car right now. Okay. I'm sorry. I just sort of get all mixed up. Go ahead. What should I be seeing now again, Constable?
Kimberly, why are you getting off early from your scheduled shift?
Because I think I have a someplace I'm going to go for a period of time. I don't know if it's a few days or just somebody's place or what, but I feel I have to go someplace. And that's why they're letting me off early. It would have to be a good reason. I mean, again, I don't think she would be a frivolous type person.
Kimberly, which way are you leaving the store?
You can go out the back way, which would go right into the car area.
Yes.
I always felt that's the way I was. I was always felt cars around me.
Do you see anyone you recognize as you're leaving the store?
Yeah. I see a guy with a short name. He has is slender. I feel more dark hair. Maybe very thick. Maybe some strong curl or wave in it. Would have a very strong accent, but not your Canadian accent. It's even a different accent to me. Maybe a little bit more Slavic.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you tell me his name?
When you first ask, I'll tell you what I saw, but we got to take everything with a grain of salt, okay? Then I won't be afraid to tell you, but we don't know. But I saw a Ken, or started with a K-E-N. And at the same time I saw him, my knee on one leg, upper part of my knee, is just absolutely killing me. Now, I don't know if this was Kimberly or who, but my upper part of my knee, upper leg, knee, could be the upper leg, but it's the knee is affected. I hurt so much there, I can't tell you why I hurt.
Noreen?
Yes?
The principal investigator in this case, his name is Ken. He has a very bad leg, an upper leg.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, good. All right. See, I pick up stuff, and I never know really where it belongs.
That's yeah. Fine. You're doing great.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just take a break here, and let's just, let me focus. It's hard to me to respond to two logical questions. Make sure the question has a word in there that says see or be or do or whatever. Don't have me think too much. Make me show you in action.
Okay, Kimberly, as you're leaving the store and you see this person, do you recognize him?
Let's see. Let me get into that night. What month am I?
August.
I'm in August. Was it raining that day?
I don't believe so.
Then there's water all around me. I must be in water. I must be in water. My face is hurting now too. I don't know if I don't know if it'd be able to tell or not, but the bruises, there was some I feel a bruise to my chin. Not my chin, I'm my cheekbone. Okay, I wanna be Kimberly and I wanna be in August and I'm leaving work and I'm leaving a little bit early. Okay, now what do you want me to do?
Kimberly, as you're leaving the store and you see this person with the short name, do you get into a vehicle? And if so, can you describe that vehicle to me?
Yeah, I would get into a vehicle. It would be more truck or something that's higher up. Higher up for a big van, truck, I feel more bigness with the vehicle.
Yes.
That's all I can see on that.
Kimberly, as you leave the parking lot, can you tell me which direction you're going?
Yeah, I always go southeast. S. It has a road or a street called S there, something with an S name. I always felt the S.
S is in?
I don't know if it's south or S is in, you know, a street.
Okay, yes. And can you tell me what's happening now with the vehicle?
Today or then?
Then.
In August of what, this year, 1995?
In August 1989.
Oh, my God, 1989. I'm going back to 1989. Okay. All right, so what is the purpose of me doing this? What do you want me to see?
As you're leaving the parking lot after you get off work,
right.
Remember, it's August 1989, and you just get off work at approximately 4:20 p.m.
Right.
Can you tell me what's happening as you're leaving work?
I don't know if there's some building or construction or some fixing up going on right around there. I just feel building or fixing around there. I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
I feel upset. I don't know. I feel very upset, though. I really do. And I feel like mail is involved in this somehow, why I am upset.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You feel what was involved?
A male.
Yes.
And he's making me be upset. Or he's the cause, I think he's the cause of what's upsetting me.
How are you now? What is your condition? Your physical condition now?
This is tough. You make me jump. 1990, now 1995.
That's correct.
Wow. You gotta go slow on me, because every time you ask me a question, it takes me in a different year. It's not as easy as I'm doing it. Okay. Now you want me to see, and this is a difficult question because I have a family there, and I don't want to be swayed. But would you have a symbol? One thing meaning life, and the other meaning the person's not alive. And let me see if I can pick the symbol that it is without knowing what the answer is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're asking me.
Do you want to take a second and think of a symbol? Because this is very hard for me to say.
Okay, why don't we just go on, Noreen?
Okay. Can we just find her? If she's underwater, she's not going to be alive.
And you feel the direction is south-southeast?
I don't know. You can't ask me that way. You just have to ask me the miles, or you're asking me like a logical person. You're dealing with a different kind of mind, and I can't respond to some of your questions.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm so sorry. It's good police questions, but I can't respond to them. But if you tell me what you want, then I can maybe rephrase and ask myself.
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to determine is, from the time Kimberly left work, how far in miles would she be from work, and in what direction?
I thought we already gave you the miles and the direction and the road. I even gave you the road. Remember that the 43? Remember the mileage I gave you? I already did all that.
Okay, I have the south-southeast 143 or
okay.
I-43.
Okay.
43 you feel strongly about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a number of miles.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do that for you right now. Okay. Okay, I'm at the workplace. I'm at work. It's 4:20. I want to see on odometer exactly the miles. It could be 7.2 or 72. I feel a 7 and a 2 very strongly in it. It could be 7.3. Could be a longitude or latitude.
I understand, yes.
Okay, I just see it very, very strongly. Well, let me see how long it would take if you didn't stop and you went directly to where she is now. How many minutes would it take? It's like zero. It's 12 o'clock. And we get there. Well, you get there, but then you have a little time to figure out what I'm saying. Let's see. Why do I see a three? Maybe there's going to be three tries or three. I think it's three. What is the three? I don't know what three is. California. Don't know. Okay, I want to find you, Kimberly. I want to hear the mother. I want to hear the sister. I want them to ask me to guide you or give you mileage or give you information. I want to hear their voices. We need to get this more emotional. So, Kimberly, will stay near me. Because she's not here now. I don't have her.
Okay, just one second, right?
Okay, do you want to take a break?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Kimberly, would you tell us how far you would be from the Canadian Tire store right now?
I've got a 1.7 this time. I got a 1.7 this time, and you asked it'd be 1.7. It's by the I don't know if it's if you call something up there a park or parkway or park something, park road, but there's something with a park involved in the area that she's at.
Yes.
There's also let me just see how she is now. There would be a submersion, but the submersion would be in a water that didn't travel. It would be more still, quiet.
Yes.
Not moving water, still water. It would be three peaks or three, something very strong with a three, and I don't know, towers, peaks, something going high up in that area.
Yes.
I lost it. It's just, it comes and goes. With, let me breathe a few times. So, see, it's hard to control this stuff. Your questions are wonderful, but it just, this phenomena is not that easy to control. I try the best I can.
No, I understand, Rain, and I apologize because I've never done this before.
No. I'm just sort of a badass with everybody. I forget that, you know, I do it so often that sometimes that's why I need another person here, and he's not here today, but he's more gentle.
Okay, maybe we'll get her sister to say something.
Okay, but first we have to ask for Kimberly to get back, okay? And I want to make sure I know it's Kimberly. I see her, I don't know if she's jumping up and down a lot, or she's showing me hopping, jumping, something of that sort. She seems to have one foot up. I don't know what that is. What's the sister's first name?
Heather,
you have... a lot of dreams during your sleep period of your sister, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you write any of it down?
No.
Well, I try to recall as much as I can because I think there's even clues in the dream. She just finally gave up on you. You're the procrastinator of the family. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, what would you like to ask of Kimberly?
Wherever Kimberly is now, is it a familiar place? Is it some place she frequented?
Yes, everybody in that area has been there at a time period. I mean, just someplace popular or someplace that's well visited or seen a lot.
Is it familiar to us? Like, is it familiar to the family?
Well, we went there more for a holiday, I think, one time. It was during a holiday we went there. I don't know what the holiday was, but I just feel it was during a holiday that we went there. The water, the towers, I just feel it doesn't have to be in the main water. There could be other areas that would go in the ground that would be more safe. It has to be more small. It's not the big thing. It's something more small, more contained. It's strange, but more often than not, if the murderer is local, he wants to be able to observe the body and it not being disturbed. Okay?
Kimberly, we have Kimberly now, do we?
Yes.
Is there anyone that we can talk to who can help us find you?
I don't know if he would talk to you, but the person that who would help find me. Well, you're going to find me. You're going to find me. I see you finding me.
You mean me?
Yes, you find me. You find me.
Yes, I will.
And just be careful, because I see all these women just sort of hugging you to death. Yeah, I see you finding Kimberly. This is Noreen.
Is there any message you would like to send your family, Kimberly?
Could I have my mother closer, please? Would you let my mother get so I could hear her more?
Yes.
You still have that picture up of me, don't you?
Many pictures.
Yeah, well, that one I don't like. The one that was taken at school. I just never liked that thing. It looks so dirty. I don't like that one. I like the others, though. And I like, it seems like there's a new paint around there. I can just smell some new paint. I don't know if you've painted recently or there's been some paint.
Many times, probably, since
you have. What do you want to ask Kimberly?
Kimberly, could you tell us if there is a well involved in the area where you are?
Yes, the well is involved.
There is a well.
There's a well. There's a big body of water. I'm not there. I'm in the well. Mommy, she was a type that when she talked, she would go blip, 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 and stop at strange places. I feel like her wanting to have me talk faster and more and more and faster, quicker talk. I'm not sane enough for her. She's impatient with me. So impatient with me, please, please. Well has a name. The well has a name, and it would have a H and L's in it. Might be a U. I don't know if it's Hull. I see that by her. Let me go up in the air, say a mile.
Yes.
And give you landmarks around her?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think I'll just... you all don't want a break, but I do. I'm just going to take one baby instant break, and then we'll come back, and I'll do it. So you all can just...
Thank
okay.
You. We're back with Noreen, are we?
Yes. Okay, now I want to get back to be Kimberly, and I forgot what was I supposed to be doing as Kimberly?
Yes, you were going to be high up, maybe a mile, and give us landmarks.
Okay. And we'll just put right in front of me at 12, but let's say that this whole circle can turn around, but everything will be the right place.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at 12. It seems higher. Higher, the land is higher, the earth is higher, to my left. I don't know if that's west or what, but it's to my left. I want to scan. I want to scan. There's a river that is a very I can see. Well, maybe this is more than a mile of. The river's not too far from me. It's a very thin, swift river. Deep sides rushing. That would be more maybe 1-2 o'clock somewhere crossing or around that area. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. I would see maybe the closest town or a group of structures. 4:30 could be an airport out in that, but it would be a more mini or small airport. Let me see. 6 o'clock. I want to see a mile. The school, the building. 5:30. 6:30. Where I left work. Where I left work.
Yes.
It's still there. At 9, it goes higher. I'm sorry. I think I was more than a mile. I'm sorry. I was higher up. I think I saw things further. I'm not sure.
Yes.
It's all right. I just couldn't figure out how to get up a mile. So I just saw the easiest stuff I could see. Okay. Let me see what I can do now. Okay. Let me see if I can get close. Do you have dogs that can smell in water?
I don't think so.
Can you borrow some from the United States? Or some other place?
Well, we have dogs, but I don't know.
There's certain dogs that can smell in water.
I'm not a specialist in that field, but...
Okay, well, maybe we won't need it, but I think we will. I don't know. I just feel, I feel old. Okay, let me, a brick, only not a red brick, a light colored, but it's real big, but it's oblong, but it's like 5 times, bricks are tiny. This is a big slab of something.
Yes?
But I see that around me. I don't know if I'm the well or not. Would it be stone, in the well or around the well? I'm lost. Let me come out of the stream. I really do think I must stop breathing while I'm doing this.
Okay.
I have to keep breathing. I just forget to breathe, I think. Maybe that's the secret of being psychic. I have very bad humor as a psychic. I have no humor when I'm Noreen. Could we just relax for a moment? And could I just, what I call, rap with you all?
Certainly.
I've been doing a lot of work for the Missing Children of Canada organization or something up there.
Yes, I understand that.
They never really tell me if they ever find the bodies, but I think they must like whatever I'm doing because they keep hiring me.
I see. That's a good indication, I guess.
Yeah, right. But you policey-type people, you don't divulge too much information sometimes.
No, I guess not. We're bad for that.
Well, no, I think it just, you have to be that way, really, because I'm more of an oddity. But I just did a case in Michigan, and it was a missing person, and they found her. And I thought maybe if you want to, later on after we finish the session, if you want me to give you the investigator's name and see how maybe that you can understand my clues better. If you need it. Because they just didn't understand my clues. They kept trying to fit them in a place was a preconceived area, okay?
Yes.
And so I don't want you all to do that, because otherwise they could have been right there real quick. So they had preconceived ideas, and you just got to throw them all out and not try to match anything with what you know and take all these pieces and form a new puzzle. I'm going to do more, but I have to lecture occasionally.
I understand. Can I ask you something at this point?
Oh, yes. Yes?
Do you remember when we were talking, you were Kimberly, and you felt strongly about south or southeast?
Oh, yes. Yes.
143 or I-40?
Yeah, that's when all the babbling came out in the beginning, yeah.
You felt pretty strongly on that, eh?
Oh, yeah. Real. It was the first thing that came in.
And at that point, you felt 7.2 miles, perhaps?
I don't have the memory now, but I just remember that was so vivid that we just said hello and I just went right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever is first is more pure. Is more pure. What else can I do for you to help you? I'd like to, after you find her, I'd like to have my artist and we draw the face.
Yes.
Okay, let me go in the future and see when you find her, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay. I want to see the truth. I want to see the truth. It's 1995, and this is October 1995. I would say, if it's not this month, it's next month. I feel very late this month. Maybe there would be a fine, but not a broadcasting for a little while. Maybe we will find it, but we will not tell people for a while. So I again think that we should really be very quiet about what we've done. If you believe me or not, still be quiet.
Yes.
Okay. I have no doubt that you'll find him, and it's not that far. Hell, I just see it in the future. Some people have to wait 3-4 months, a year.
I wonder if we could try to get back to you. You were mentioning a name when she got off work. She observed someone that.
That was that Ken guy. But you said he worked on the case, right?
No, I know. But then you mentioned something else too about Slovan.
Yes, then I switched, and I think I switched people, and I feel like I had a much broader face and like a mustache, and he must have a cap or something on his head, because I cannot see his hair or his eyes that well, but I can see the nose, which is prominent, a broad face, a mustache.
Now, I think you did switch, and somehow the principal investigator in the case somehow get into this, because you described it very well.
Is that who I'm describing now?
Yes, that's who you described.
Oh, the mustache man? Oh, yes. Darn. Why is he here? Is he over on your side? Is he sitting in there?
No.
Oh, he must put a lot of energy into this case, huh?
Yes, he did, and he's off of a sore leg. Very
sorely. Oh, okay. All right, because I feel him so strong. Oh, dear. How do I get beyond him? Well, I think we should find Kimberly first.
Yes, I agree.
I think that's our first step, and then we can figure out. And it won't be hard for me to see who did it, something if we'll have something that was on Kimberly at that time. Now, again, you could, let me just do this. I can be, you know, like totally dead wrong. We never know how accurate this information is going to be. I never believe anything I say until we followed it up with good, hard, solid investigation. So, really, and I'm speaking with the family, I hope I'm totally wrong for you. For the policeman, I hope I'm right.
Oh, we understand that.
Okay, because it just pains me to have to see the person in the water.
Yes, we understand.
Do you think I've done enough for today, or do you want more? I think you need to do some work.
Just 1 second, Noreen. I think her mom would like to ask you a question, okay?
Okay, sure.
Could I ask you or could I ask Kimberly?
Well, first we got to get Kimberly in, okay? But let me just hear you speak for a few moments. This is just Noreen, but let me hear your voice.
I wanted to ask if the person who took Kimberly from Canadian Tire, if he would have any of her possessions now with him.
There would be even either a very close relationship or a blood relationship or something that he lived very close, or I just do close. And I really don't know if the blood matches or not, but I see blood. What was the question? I'm sorry, I lost it. Well, say it again.
I wanted to know if the person who took Kimberly from Canadian Tire Store would have any of her...
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. She had this very, I don't know if it was a very thin, something very thin. I feel very, something very thin. It could either be a very thin piece of jewelry or a thin piece of, would be more like underpants if it was a piece of clothing. I think we made a mistake not having an artist here. I should have insisted.
Well, when you're saying artist, you mean to describe the person that...
She draws. She draws the face that I see.
Yes.
Or the faces.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we keep going back into how does they look, how do they look, and I have no one to draw my face.
Would there only be one person involved with Kimberly's disappearance?
That's a sort of leading question almost. Let me rephrase it so that I can see Kimberly. No, it's one. It's not serial. No, it's one. It's one. And I think this is why there was a lot of confusion. Maybe that in the beginning we thought it was more after her father or to get even with the father, but I really don't think that the father connection was involved in her disappearance. I think that was just something to throw maybe law enforcement people off a little bit. Because I think you barked up a lot of, I don't mean this badly, but that would be your first logical thing, is the father connection, and it wasn't.
Yes,
okay.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so it's real important to remember that. Dave, why don't you talk to me for a little bit more, okay? Yeah, I got another scourge event. Mother, can I leave you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just that I keep coming back to when she left her work, Noreen, because you did describe the parking lot very well.
Okay, so you want me to see what vehicle she gets into, or how she gets into it, or what? I feel like I always saw the vehicle not right there, so maybe she has to walk a little ways. So let's just say, remember the phrase was the vehicle wasn't right. It was the vehicle wasn't like right there, so maybe she has to walk a little bit or make some movements or go someplace else before that vehicle picks her up.
Yes, that's quite possible.
Okay, so that again is we have to think of that as a translation. Okay, so that's an accuracy. Okay, so she's picked up now. How can I help you? What I'm and I must trust or all right. Let me see. How do I see? Yeah, this is all right, family. Oh, let me see if I can do this. All right, I want to see. I'm sort of scooped up. I don't know how to say this, but I'm sort of scooped up. So see, if I'm behind, you only can scoop if you're behind.
Yes.
So I'm scooped up, so I must not weigh that much, or she doesn't look like she's that big or tall, or more mature person, male, and I feel the male would be mature. Again, the age could be awfully wrong, but I'm going into my 38, 48.
Yes.
I'm not that young. I would be more mature. person with a military, want to do an MO on the bad guy?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Let's pretend we're FBI, okay? All right, let's do this. Okay, I want MO. I want the bad guy. And again, I'm throwing out whatever I see. I want to give a mark. Okay, USS, up here, the Army. Army. Feel more soldier type. Camouflage. Must have seen some duty. Person. What's on the MO? I forgot. College, yes. Degree. Criminal science or criminal background. What else goes on the MO? I forgot.
Can have a description again, maybe, of the person?
Okay. And do you have artists on your side?
Oh, but I have someone in mind, so if you could just...
Okay, I will pretend I'm talking to an artist, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so if you have somebody they can draw upon, if they can't... All right, let me just... I want to see his face very clearly, and I want to describe what the bad person